Just a very brief remark on the gospel. And at the end, he said, for a time. So for Luke and for some of the other evangelists too, the story of the temptation of Jesus to get him to move from his mission and to be God-centered and away from that for wealth and power and prestige, he resisted that in his life. And so the temptations were made up to show that. But he might have been tempted all during his life, at certain parts of his life, to give in to those temptations, like all of us do. It's a force within us. It tells us, move away from your best self and the goal that you have and for something lesser. And we know that prestige and wealth and power, they're not going to, in the end, bring happiness. Only union with God will bring happiness. But that's my little on that. Really what I want to talk about today and my homily that I put together today has to do with the second reading, Paul, who quotes from Deuteronomy, but he doesn't quote the whole part of Deuteronomy in his letter to the Romans. So I want to give you a context of this. He says, in the reading from Romans, Paul echoes the passage from Deuteronomy, which God is speaking to the people through Moses as they prepare to enter into the promised land. So here they are, ready to enter into the promised land. And God says to Moses, through Moses, he says, for this commandment which I enjoin on you today, this commandment, is not too mysterious and remote for you. It is not up in the sky that you should say, who will go up in the sky to get it for us and tell us of it, that we may carry it out. No, it is something that is very near to you, already in your mouths and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out. The important word in this passage today from Deuteronomy that Paul is quoting is in. In. We are accustomed to imagining God being outside, up above, somewhere, occasionally coming down, intervening in what is happening here on earth or within our lives, and then leaving again. And yet, according to Deuteronomy, according to the mystics, to the saints, to Jesus, the divine voice is not without. It is within. It is very near. In fact, it's within each of our hearts, and therefore within the whole universe, because the universe has unfolded us. And of course, where the voice of God is, there is God. So if you want to find God, you need to get in touch with your within. The divine voice speaks there. God's wisdom is found there. We know everything that is required for living justly and lovingly when we listen to that voice within us. It is within every one of us to have such deep knowledge and wisdom. This is what Jesus was trying to tell the people. So Lent is a time to find our within. It is that place deep in us, in you, that makes you the unique person. You, that the one time, unrepeatable event in the universe that you are. There'll never be another you. You are unrepeatable in this universe. You manifest God and give form to God, and no one else can do it in the way that you do it, in your form. And so you go into that place, and to get to that place, to that core, which is God, you know, man, my little tiny, tiny pinhole in us. But it's there. It's a little there. You might have to go through the self, the ego, the shadow, they call it, and Jungian psychology, and all that messy stuff that's in there that gets in the way, that keeps us from being who God created us to be. But once we get beyond all of that stuff there, and that's the work of Lent, that selfishness that's in us, that egocentricity that's in us, so that we can become more God-centered and other-centered. Once we get past all of that, it is that place deep within you, and it's in everyone, that is wise. It is that place deep inside you where the Holy One speaks to you there. God is there. God is not up and out there someplace that you have to go screaming or go get in a spaceship to talk to. God works within creation. That's how God created, from within. This is how creation continues. And how God works in us is in through us, not from outside of us, but from within all things. It's the withinness, the isness of all things that God works. We are a blessed generation. I mean, let's face it, for only the last few decades, really, not that long ago, we have learned that God's universe came into existence about 14 billion years ago, and it has been unfolding ever since. This keeps going and going, unfolding into greater variety in different creatures, in greater consciousness, in greater consciousness in those creatures, and into greater interconnections among all creatures. And so only in the last few decades have we really learned that we humans, we carry this power within us. This creative power is within us. We are now conscious of this, and we are to be co-creators with God. We are to consciously evolve creation with God. Many are beginning to see this. Many haven't, and that's why we still got problems, I think. But this is the new wisdom. This is the new spirituality that resides within our withins. It's only been in the past 2,000 years, out of these 14 billion years, that we members of the Christian community have nurtured within ourselves this consciousness that was in Jesus. He took the wisdom that he inherited from his tradition, from Abraham and Miriam, Sarah, from Moses and Miriam, and from all the prophets. And Jesus took this endowment and he raised it to be a more inclusive and even a cosmic level. His consciousness, his wisdom is available to each and every one of us in our withins. And therefore, is available to all humankind in its withins. It's not reserved only for Christians. And this is what the Spirit is revealing to the church today, I believe. As I speak to you right now, out of my depths, and as hopefully you receive me in my words, in your depths of your being, our withins are nourishing each other. Whenever that happens with anybody, when our withins touch in this way, we are experiencing the kind of communion that the mystics experienced. So the commandments, the Ten Commandments, any commandment, really, but the Ten Commandments are something that is outside of us. It's external. The Ten Commandments are external. But by reflecting on our own human experience, each one of us knows, deep within ourselves, without the Ten Commandments, we know, if we look into ourselves, we know that it's not right to steal, to lie, to commit adultery, to treat our parents badly. We know that from within. We didn't need the Ten Commandments, so to speak. When we focus within, on the God within us, and discover that this God within is a loving God. And what we meditate upon is what we become. And I think, too, I thought about this yesterday, is who we pray to, we become. How we image God, we act like that, that we image God. So we whatever you meditate upon, that's what you become. And by reflecting upon our own experience, each one of us knows deep within us that we need to understand today, and we need to respect all peoples, all cultures, all religions that are different from us. And each one of us knows deep within us that we need to stand today in reverence and awe before the withins of all creatures, with all of creation. And so a proper response to the divine in all things is namaste. Such deep within knowledge makes each of us a mystic. Maybe with just a small m. If you came to church on Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, which always blows my mind how many people come on Ash Wednesday to church. It amazes me because it's not a holy day. There's nobody showing up on holy days anymore, but they come on Ash Wednesday. Maybe the church should make that a holy day and we have a collection that day. So we're not capitalizing on these things. You know what I mean? We've got to follow what people are doing. But they're not coming, but they come. And I've said this. It's people were calling the office and saying, oh, please leave the ashes out. I mean, I can't make it in time. Leave them out so that I can come in later and get them. I've never heard anybody call the office and say, please leave the Eucharist out so I can come get the Eucharist when the service is over. But for some reason, we need that. It's I don't know what it is about it, but it's interesting. But if you came, you would hear the Gospel of Matthew, where Jesus instructs us today. He says, "If you go into your inner room, and pray to God in secret." That's what he tells his disciples and us, to go inside our inner room and pray to God in secret, and God who sees us in secret will reward us. And as I pointed out, in Aramaic, Jesus' native language, which he would have said these words, in Aramaic, reward means that God will cause your human nature to blossom. God will cause your human nature to bloom, to flourish, and to be transformed. That's what God wants to do. Is transform our human nature. Laws, commandments, rules, regulations. You can have all the knowledge of ethics you want, all the knowledge of morality in the world, but that's not going to change anyone or transform anyone knowing that thing, knowing those. It's not. What transforms us, is the Spirit. It is our relationship with Jesus that transforms us. It's our relationship with God that transforms us. It's our experiencing the love of God in our life that transforms us. And if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, and if you don't have a relationship with God, and you don't discover and you don't experience God's love, I don't know how you're going to be transformed. That's the only way to be transformed. So if you want, if you can, take time this Lent to go within yourself. Sit and listen. Let the thoughts go by. They're only thoughts. They come and they go. They're not you. Don't attach yourself to thoughts. They're not you. You're not feelings either. You're not your body. There's something deeper in you and me, and that's our awareness. And let that awareness be there for you, because that's where God is. And just sit and listen to that voice within yourself. Because if your intention is to go there and say, God, I want to experience you in my life. I want to hear your voice. I want you to speak to me. Here I am. Now I'm going to shut up and I'm going to listen to you. And be quiet. And that God will come to you. I guarantee it. He has to. Because he's the one who puts the desire in you. So he will fulfill it if you Make yourself available. But he can't, if you're not there, he can't be there. So you have to make yourself present to the presence. We talk about that as Catholics, the real presence. Well, how many of us are really present to the presence of God? We're off somewhere else. So, let me just say this. When you discover God within you, and that's where you, God is, then you begin to see God everywhere. But it starts within.